This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! I'm just saying right now, look out. Look out. We're ready. We're caffeinated, motivated,
Let's go. Ready to lead.
Well, this is going to be a great week. And if we have to drag you kicking and screaming into it, we will do so. We're ready, y'all.
We are ready.
At least I am. Michaela's scared to death.
No, I like this energy. I like this Monday energy.
I know. We had a great weekend. God bless every single one of you.
Wow.
That came out to Famous Dave's on Saturday. I didn't expect that.
I didn't expect it either. And they were pumped. Talk about caffeinated. They were ready. They were pumped.
Famous Dave's?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it started with that. Adrian, it started with that. I think they expected somebody else because they were very excited.
They were like local celebs.
Dude, they were so nice. Can we get you food, drinks? I'm like, and they're like, no, we'll go to the bar. And I'm like, we got stuff to do.
Yeah.
We're here to work for you for a couple of hours. You know, we're going to get this. We're going to have fun with this All-Star Barbecue series. We're going to rock this out. They treated us like royalty.
Yep.
Like, honest to God, I looked at Michaela. I said, don't get used to this because it's not always like this.
Because
she was like, this is, she was like, man.
I was in heaven. They were so nice. And it was so hot outside, but they were bringing us waters. We were in this beautiful little shaded tent.
It was that bit that we love so much. The John Mulaney talking about Mick Jagger. You know where Mick Jagger goes, Diet Coke, and it shows up in his hand?
Yes.
I just had to think of a nice cold water. And it just showed up. There were three hot girls and, you know, like
it's
booty
true.
Shorts. No, that didn't happen.
But there was one. She was pretty hot.
Diana, our new best friend.
Yes.
Yeah, from El Paso. No, and she's the one to know.
Yeah.
Because she was with the guy who owns all of them from here to El Paso, Famous Dave's.
So they were wonderful. It was great. The food, oh my God, how about when we tried that one at the end, the little baby back rib at the end? The food was incredible. It was so delicious.
I love this. Plus, it gives chance for people to like meet Michaela because Michaela's new on the team. So to touch the city, it's a wonderful thing. I'm glad you guys had fun.
Seventh on the list. That was
the chicken, the barbecue, the lemonade, the drinks.
No, unimportant.
Bro, we know our role. We know. Okay, listen, we were there to call out Raph. Numbers.
Yes, the giveaways.
Am I lying?
Yes, we know.
Am I lying?
No,
we were there to call out raffle numbers and to remind people
about the watermelon.
Happy hour all day. That was our bit was. They treated us so well. And honest to God, thank you to every single one of you that came out this weekend because we were shocked.
Yeah.
We really were.
It was really cool.
It was the quickest 2 hours of my life. And usually when it's, you know, 100 some odd degrees and you're standing out there and it just sucks and it takes forever. And it's like, when will this be done? And it was literally, we looked at each other and went, it's 2 o'clock already.
Yeah.
Wow. And so we hung out for another 20 minutes.
Yeah, we did. It was really great. It was, and the watermelon contest was my favorite. I loved that. Those little kids were getting so down and dirty with it. It was just such a good time.
Watermelon eating contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fun. It was big fun. All right. Well, let's jump into it then. So is this right? A brand new high-low?
Brand new high-low.
Because we took care of our business
on
Friday.
Yes, we did.
5 days of high-low left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sets of tickets remain. You know what to do. 702-364-9898. We'll play it straight for now. Yeah, we'll just play it. And honestly, I don't have a clue for this one. So you're
right,
on your
own. I got to work hard today.
You're on your own. The high number to make it official is
050.
And the low number is
001.
Head to Disneyland and Disney California Adventure for Pixar Fest and get treated like we did at Famous Games.
There you go.
Ain't nothing better.
Nothing.
Ain't nothing better. And then Saturday night, we were able to go on the under to Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club and see Craig Gass.
That's right.
Our buddy Craig Gass, who was very funny.
So funny. I took a photo. I'm going to post it on our social media. He was so great.
It was weird energy in the room. And Gass never did get to the Maroon 5 story.
I know. But that's why I went. That's literally why I went.
Even though he already told us on Friday, he goes, I already told you the story. I go, yeah, but you were going to drop names. He goes, it was funnier the way I told it to you guys.
He had a lot of great stories, so I love the story about Kiss. He had some really great, if you get a chance to see him.
Which, by the way, here's what's funny. Have you ever met Gene Simmons? So Craig Gass did a, and I don't mind mentioning this because Stern's in a different stratosphere than us. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not.
I don't know about that. No.
I do. I'm pretty sure. I've seen my bank account.
I think he wants to be.
I've heard stories of his. So, But so our buddy Craig Gass, who we talked to on Friday on this show, does impersonations for Stern on occasion. In fact, he carries one of those little mobile units like what we have. He literally he has to carry it with him at all times. It's almost like the president with the nuclear codes. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, because if Howard Stern wants him to do a thing.
Yeah, drop of the hat.
He's got to find some Wi-Fi and away he goes. So one of the things is Gene Simmons. Gene Simmons, who may or may not still live here in town. I think he just sold his house. But Simmons freaking loves us.
Oh, wow.
No, Simmons, we got along so well. He would come on all the time. I want to promote Kiss Mini Golf.
Get out.
And no, Gene Simmons would come in all the time. So then Gass tells this story about how he would make fun of Gene Simmons because Gene Simmons does sell. He does sell stuff. He does. And Gass so would be like, I'm Gene Simmons from Kiss. And I want to sell you, blah, blah, blah. And he tells
his
trinkets.
Yeah, he was so funny.
I don't even know why I swerved off into that. I need to get us back on track. I'm too excited for a Monday. Hi, Lo. I want to go to Disneyland. The final week, it's in play right now. Good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Julie, do you have half a second to hang on to play high-low? Julie? Oh, wait. Sorry.
I do.
No, the phone was not operational. Somebody's we have ghosts in this thing, and I can't. Every Monday I've got to really look at stuff to make sure that it's all okay. Mm-hmm. It is now.
We have visitors.
Okay. So you just put the ghost on the phone so you can give me the number and not.
Go ahead, Julie.
I don't even know what that means, but I almost spit coffee all over everything.
You did.
Did you hear me going like this? Because I couldn't breathe out of my mouth. I'm like, oh God, this is bad. Here's my one question for you. And this is, I think, it's not a clue, it's a question. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
Are you a down the middle person or are you an on the edge person?
I'm like maybe kind of 3/4 because I just have a number that I like.
What's the number that you like?
Well, today I like 19. There's two numbers, my birthday and then I like 19. For some reason, it always works on roulette.
What's the other one?
My birthday, 27.
Mm. One of them's a lot closer than the other one.
Thanks. Darn it.
What did you say the 27 was?
Her birthday.
My birthday.
It's your birthday. May
27th?
Birthday's August 27th. Oh, yeah, August 27th. Okay. Oh, nice. Lovely. Yeah. Yeah. Well, one of those is really close.
Oh, okay. What month do you like?
Did you hear me whisper? Your birthday. So listen, we got to go, but we'll be right back. Hang on.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. No, hang on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
That's right. We tell you what's going on here. Are you finally... Julie Green from Inspirata, are you finally ready to play? God.
I am finally ready.
I've been waiting for you.
I had a birthday and everything.
You mean the birthday in August? Is that it? Are you taking a shot? There was that.
Yeah, it's August now.
Are you slant? Michaela's dying.
Go, Julie.
And Michaela's dying to tell everybody what happens Friday.
Friday is another very special birthday. Our very own Chet Buchanan is celebrating a birthday.
I'm trying to let her get it out of her system so we can stop talking about it.
We probably won't stop talking about it.
She's like, what are we going to do on Friday? Are we going to do a whole show about... Is that my Michaela impersonation? That's probably not.
It sounded really good. And no matter how much you try to distract me, we are going to be talking about it all week long.
No.
I think birthdays are special. Julie, birthdays are special.
Yes, they are. My son's June 17th, so it's special. Those Geminis are special.
Yeah, they are.
Special. Very special.
Very special.
Very special.
Gemini men.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of special, it's time to play high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. You have a wide open, a full color palette to choose from.
Yeah, I see.
So let's go ahead and make this official.
98.5.
KLQC.
Julie Green, Vince Verrata, you've had plenty of time to think about this now. And we did, you know, we did say one of your two numbers was closer than the other. If you were picking up what we were putting down, we were talking about birthdays.
Yes. So I have a better birthday in August that I think I might go with my grandson's birthday instead.
I think you should pay more attention to what I'm saying to you, but okay. Do whatever you want.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Let's see, Julie.
Well, now, okay.
It just hit you? I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I love my birthday, so I think I'm going to just go with my birthday.
Okay, so the high number officially.
050.
And the low number is?
001.
Now let's see what you come up with.
Okay, I'm going to go with my birthday at the 27th.
Right, I said close. Close.
Right.
So final answer? Okay. Final
Well, wait
answer,
a minute,
zero,
because... wait
said,
a minute. Like...
I said no clues. What happened to no clues? Oh, that's my rule that I just broke.
Okay, can you just break your rule?
I kind of already did. I got to be honest. It's already been fractured quite...
So if we were playing darts...
Oh, God. Okay, I'm listening.
Come on, Julie.
I'm listening.
And I threw a dart. Would it hit the bullseye right now?
No. You'd be close. You'd be really close.
Because I have a grandson's birthday that's the 24th of August.
Strangely enough, you would be... How do I say this?
Darn it.
If we were throwing darts, I wouldn't be able to make that score. I wouldn't be able to make this score. That's too deep. It makes sense in my head.
I've never played.
I know. I've never played darts. I'm trying so hard. I wish.
All right. So my,
Oh, hell, just guess one.
I mean, we have all week, so let's just take our time here.
I like Julie.
I got to be honest.
Spicy girl.
Well, and at this point, everybody else is already tuned out, so it really is just us.
I know, because exactly. They're just, I mean, we'll just go till the 7 o'clock, and then I'll get another clue.
Mm. Mm.
okay, what if I just go with, gosh, you know how many birthdays are in August? I have a 28th. I have a 30th. is anybody's birthday helping?
No, yours is way close.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, okay, go 27.
Close. Okay, so you just want to be close. Final answer.
28 is my final answer.
028, final answer?
Yeah. Chat's eyebrows just went up.
Well,
28.
Just looking at him.
Because we finally got a 028 final answer.
Nope. Too high.
Too high. Oh. However.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just going to wait on the line.
Well, okay. Hello, you're caller number one. Try again. We got to go. We will try again at 7, though.
Okay, thank you.
That was fun. That's it, though. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I think we've...
Done with the clues.
I think so. I think we've colored as much as we can.
Okay.
I don't know. This album did well, and this tour's doing well, right?
Really well.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. Somebody was saying otherwise the other day. I went, no, Justin Timberlake's...
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, this might be my favorite story ever. Oh, this should have been. I blew it. This should be a fill in the blank. We could do it right now. You want to do fill in the blank?
Yeah, let's do fill in the blank. Of course.
It's a special edition. It's a bit that we do usually after 9 o'clock. It's a special edition. Fill in the blank. How old do you think this dude is?
63.
He's 81. Hey. He's 81, which is important because it makes the story better later on.
Okay.
He has been arrested in connection to a series of blank incidents in a California neighborhood.
Robberies.
Slingshots.
81 years old?
Yeah.
Slingshotting.
Yeah. In Azusa, somebody's been going to investigators suspect that a serial blank shooter.
Sling shooter.
Yeah, serial slingshot shooter has been active in the area for almost a.
A year.
Decade.
Oh, my God.
10 years. Somebody's been going around during a search. Officers found a blank.
A slingshot.
And
a rock.
Ball bearings.
Ball bearings? What are ball bearings?
Little metal balls that are great for a slingshot, dude. This is so old school. Oh my. Fortunately, they found a slingshot and ball bearings in the elderly man's home. Apparently, the investigation had narrowed it down, and they decided to get a search warrant.
What a full investigation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, no one has been...
Hurt.
Yeah, injured in the slingshot incident, and the man is suspected mainly of breaking...
Windows.
And
car doors, cars.
Windshields. Windshields. Yeah, no, you were close. Yeah, it's windows and windshields. We're not aware of any kind of motive other than just malicious mischief.
Boredom.
So this dude has been doing this probably since he was a kid, going around. He just gets off on it.
He's like a little Dennis the Menace.
It's a literally. Google that, kids, and you'll see it's this cartoon character. He's got a slingshot in his hand. Sure.
Yeah, let me All show right. my age.
It's a special edition of Fill in the Blank. Nice job, people.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
And like we said last week, Michaela, you might remember that when we were talking about when is a good feeling story of the day, maybe not a good feeling story of the day. Remember the old guy, the 90-year-old guy driving a log truck or whatever he was driving? He's a trucker.
Yeah, we thought it was a little scary for the road.
Well, finally, the streets of Suffolk, Virginia are a little safer today, I think. I mean, and I get it. This isn't the way that they meant this story to come out. But they finally got Ulysses. Now, that'll let you know how old he is. Because his name is Ulysses. Ulysses Whitfield is finally off the streets. He's been shuttling kids back and forth to school for 70 years. He's 85 years old and was still driving a school bus.
Oh, my God. Kids to school. That's so sweet, though.
Oh, no. It's adorable, but good Lord, 85.
Yeah, get off the road.
Now, some of you are doing the math right now. You're going, wait, 70 years, he's 85. That's right. He started when he was 15. This is how old this guy is. You do have to be at least 18 to drive a school bus in Virginia now. But when he got hired back in 1954, you didn't have to be 18.
You had to be 15.
You just kind of had to be willing. And yeah, what was the age for the driver's license?
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. The world was different then. Now, here's what's crazy. Ulysses, who's retiring finally after driving kids for 70 years, hasn't taken a full day off since the mid-80s.
Oh, my God.
Solid, man. Solid,
yeah.
But well-deserved. Get off the roads. Get off the roads. Take a rest. Put your feet up. A Utah woman was on eBay. She came across a charm from a necklace that looked a lot like the one that her stepdad sent to her mom during World War II. Upon further investigation, it wasn't just similar. It was the same one.
Oh, my God. What are the chances of that?
I don't know. Not good. Not long. I would think chances are long since you're asking. I'm very literal today. I don't know if you can tell. It's Monday. He sent the charm for Valentine's Day in 1944. It went missing after her mom passed away. The woman now has the matching one, so they're a pair again.
That's just crazy.
Yeah. Wild. There's nothing more you can say for it. Other than those are your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Wait a minute. Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Andrea Souza from Silverado Ranch.
Interesting. You know why? You know why that's interesting
to me?
Because on the list of winners, Morgan Bishop from Sky Canyon, Danny Rodriguez, Centennial Hills, Nancy Silva, Centennial Hills, Danielle Ford of East Side, one on the East Side, one in a 1-11 shot. Lisa Hammonds of Tuscany, a winner. Christina Aries of Spring Valley, a 1-18 shot, brought it home. Heather Green for Best in the West. Shayna Dickens from the East Side. Is Shayna coming in today to play us her music?
I thought Shayna was coming in today.
I gave her my contact information, gave her yours. I didn't hear anything.
Doesn't want it very bad, does she?
She doesn't want to hear herself.
Doesn't want to hear herself on the air. She does music. We found out from her she does music.
You're going to play her song.
And play her song.
And that was very exciting.
Shayna can't be bothered.
Too good for us.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Sage Molina from Centennial Hills won on Friday. And then, strangely enough, Stephanie Souza. Stephanie Souza.
That's where I'm
of Sunset
going.
Park. Are you related?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Just checking. Hey, as long as you're not in the same household, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And by the way, anybody who ever asks you a question like that, hey, are you guys related? Something like that. Even if you think that that might lead to some sort of, you know, disqualification.
It's a trap.
Say no. Let them figure it out later. let them figure it out later on their own. So that's good. You're all legal. Like, let's just, let's jump right into the game then.
98.5. KLQC.
So, Andrea Souza from Silverado Ranch, your high number is?
028.
Your low number is?
001.
What do you like here?
I think the last lady was really close, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
You wouldn't ask that if you didn't already think. No.
Oh, boy. I don't want to regret this. How about 26?
0 to 6. Final answer?
Yes.
Say final answer just to make it final. Make it official. Say it. Say it. Andrea.
Final answer.
She's locked in.
I'm nervous for her.
She's like, are we all nervous?
I'm nervous.
Well, allow me to break the tension.
You get to go.
Andrea, oh my god! Did it.
Oh my goodness! Thank you so much.
Oh. Who's there with you? Did we hear another voice in the background?
No, it's just me.
Just you talking to the voices in your. I love that.
Yes, that's good. A lot of voices going on.
No, I got you. There are. Trust me. That's fantastic. Well, yeah, like Michaela just said, you did it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. My heart is just thumping so hard.
It's the question we always love to ask. Who's going to go with you? You got 4 tickets.
My girls and then my good friends.
So there's 2 girls?
Yes, 2 girls.
And then your good friends.
They're grown adults, but they'll have fun.
The best.
The best.
Together since, I think, 2004, I think.
The best. There was even one day... and this was a few years ago that my wife, we had to get she had to get a checkup on, and I don't know, she had had a cyst on her pituitary gland, which is it's a serious thing. No, yeah. And I'm not trying to bring this down, but this is why I tell this. It's a serious thing. We had a live broadcast at Disneyland. So we put one of the checkups around that live broadcast at Disneyland. And then after we got the good news that everything was great with my wife and everything, and then we just walked around the park. We didn't go on any rides. We didn't do anything. We just held hands and walked
and
around Disneyland.
And just thankful.
And as adults.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it was so great. Yes. It was just a great, it was one of the, literally one of the, we've been together 15 years. That's one of the top 5 greatest days.
That's such a great memory.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Awesome.
So yeah, going as adults with your kids and your best friend. Are you kidding
me? So much more fun.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Your girls are going to appreciate it.
Well, hang tight 1 second. 4 2-day, 1 park per day tickets to Disneyland and Disney California Adventure for Pixar Fest. We'll fire. Okay. Making a proclamation right now. I'm not saying anything about this next one. Now we're ever so slightly ahead. I'm playing this. The next one I'm playing straight.
No more clues.
Not saying anything.
All right.
Nothing.
I feel like I've heard this before.
I feel like I have to. You're on your own on this one.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's time for Michaela's hometown throwdown. And interesting today because we welcome back Rachel Bloom from Summerlin South. We got you this time, huh?
Yeah. Thank God.
Rachel. So sorry about Friday.
No, I'm sorry. I turned my phone over like, no.
Well, no.
She's a working girl.
But you...
I am.
What?
What?
I'm a working girl.
Okay.
Got it.
No, but you had said if we played at the same time that you'd be available, and we were a couple of minutes off, so I'll take the hit on that one. I'm just glad you're here now.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
And then talk about people getting screwed over. Zach Russell, who made a real serious man testosterone-based choice for J-Lo tickets on Friday.
Yeah,
and then
he did.
2 hours later, J-Lo goes, oh, is Zach coming? I'm canceling. He's coming? Oh, no way.
She was listening.
In fact, you know what? Cancel the whole summer. I'm just,
Yeah, Zach, blame J-Lo, not us.
Yeah, but welcome back, dude. Did everybody have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Good. Well, you already know how to play the game. Your quiz master is Michaela Gordon, and here we go.
Cinderella lost a glass slipper at the ball. Which
Rachel.
Foot did it fall
Rachel.
Off?
Her left foot.
Was there 11? Really? Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird. Why do you know that?
That's good.
Why do any
I'm
of you
girl.
Know that?
Is that a part of the song, though? Or is it like a pivotal moment to know that it was the left foot?
Yeah, Cinderella's left foot.
You look
foot.
At the movie and you watch her walk down the stairs
don't
and it
you,
falls off her left foot.
Don't
that's
you
our girl.
Mansplain us.
Don't you? I have don't Disney you, Plus. I'm cool.
All right.
Don't you mansplain us, Rachel. All holy right. crap. Is No, but really, is that a thing that all girls know that guys have no clue about?
Yes, but Rachel, that was really impressive, to be honest. I when know, writing but, the question.
Yeah, but you wrote the question, so, like, I would have never even thought. Zach, did you have any clue?
You know, the only reason why I knew that is I saw it on TikTok, like, a week ago. That was a question.
Oh, Disney out there. We've been duped, bro.
You guys are missing out.
We've been bamboozled, Adrian. That's what I mean. We just got TikToked. Okay. I got you. All right, Rachel's up one zip.
Ariel has to give something up to become human.
Rachel?
It was Rachel.
Yeah.
Her voice.
She's got to give up her voice. Yeah, as I recall the story.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to ask you about it. Everybody knew that one. All right, Rachel's up 2-0.
What color is anger in Inside Out?
Rachel. Sorry, Zach.
Red.
Is it red? I would imagine it's red. And wow, just like that.
Welcome back, Rachel.
Wow. Happy Monday, Zach. Enjoy this.
Wow. I'm sorry, Zach.
Dissed by J-Lo and Rachel.
God.
Aren't they?
That was rough. Dude. All right. Well, Zach, thank you for taking the time. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. We'll see you. Ooh, Rachel. Don't hurt him, Rachel. My goodness.
I'm too quick.
Summerlin South with 2 wins on the board now, and Rachel Bloom from Summerlin South, a 2-time champion, and she's got Mariah Carey tickets.
Woo-hoo.
Hang on 1 second. Okay, tomorrow? Same
yes.
same bat time, same bat channel?
Yes.
All right. Cool. Rachel Bloom will return tomorrow as a 2-time champion, ready to take you on Michaela's hometown throwdown. Only on the Jeff Buchanan Show. I did that all the way so that would end like that.
When I'm getting ready in the morning.
While I'm getting dressed.
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Adrian, who's taking our 177-second survey?
We got Elizabeth Cota calling from Silverado Ranch.
What up, Liz?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I'd like to introduce you to my wife. Didn't think I'd say
morning.
That.
Hi.
Good
morning.
Okay, so tell them the story. What did I do?
You walked, my sweet husband took me to breakfast on Sunday, and he walked into the restaurant with a cup of coffee that he made at home and sat there and drank his coffee at the restaurant at the table while he didn't order another coffee at the restaurant.
Okay.
Wait,
hold up.
What?
Hold up. That's okay. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Yes, that's true.
Yes.
No, I made a cup of coffee, and then we were walking out, and then I had like 2 slurps left. But yes, I did bring my coffee into the restaurant, and my wife goes, "You can't." Amy says, "You
can't do that."
So then I'm like, "What?" It's like 2 slurps.
Yeah.
She goes, "You would go crazy if somebody else brought food into the restaurant." I go, "Yeah, you can't do that."
No.
She goes, "Well, you can't bring a coffee." And then I thought,
remember what happened at our wedding?
What happened at the wedding?
What did happen at the wedding?
When we tried to go into the
okay, that's a,
into the restaurant after the wedding.
Okay, first of all, that was not a restaurant, that was a bar. Second of all,
it was a bar restaurant.
Yeah, well, and second of all, we thought that we were friends with that guy, and what would it matter? Because we were hammered. So, yeah, and we tried to take solo cups into the bar. That did not go well at all.
No.
Oh, that's funny. After your wedding.
We may or may not have been asked to leave entirely.
They asked you to leave?
Not just take those out. Like, I can't believe you did this. Yeah, that's different. You can't bring your own booze into a bar.
Your own solo
cups. And we were already plenty overserved, so it didn't matter.
I love that you brought your own coffee into a breakfast
joint. But this, no, I had two slurps left, and it was a paper
cup. It doesn't matter.
So, Elizabeth.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Can I bring my own coffee into the restaurant?
I'm on your side on this one. I think that's perfectly okay. You're already drinking it. You walk in. Sometimes you have to wait to be seated. I think you are okay to take your cup in.
I sense, and I'm not sure what's making me think this, mostly from their heads shaking side to side where their necks are about to break. I think Michaela and Adrian are not in favor.
Absolutely no decorum. We can't be doing that.
No. We side with Amy. No way, dude.
Does it matter that it was Juan's Flaming Fajitas on Tropicana that I treat as my own personal?
No.
Like we're all family there. Does that matter?
Not our living room.
It's not your living room.
Do we not have our own table? Do we not have a table that they seat us at 9 times out of 10?
Yes, we do. And we go there quite often. But you can't take your own coffee to breakfast.
I agree with Amy.
Not how this works.
It's just a slurp. Honestly, I meant to drink it on the way in, and then I was going to just dump it off. You know what I mean? And just throw the cup away. It was in a paper cup.
So what happened with the coffee?
Like nothing.
It's not like we were going to Target.
Yeah.
Easy with that. I've been known to take a Target whiskey in the coffee cup. Oh.
That's how I get him to go to Target.
Yeah, it's true. Wait, that's a really great marital tip. Just let your husband put a little whiskey in the Target cup.
Yep. Works.
Anything
60% of the time, it works every time.
Anything else you want to let everybody know?
Please.
Yeah, that's all I have for today.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Amy.
Thanks for paying her mortgage. She appreciates you. All right. I love you.
All right. Cheers. Bye.
She just cheers by me.
Cheers by.
No, I have a very close friend that's the joke. Who can get to the cheers by and hang up first? So if you ever hear me say cheers by and it hangs up immediately, that's what that is.
Got you.
Elizabeth, wow, thanks for your participation in all of this. 4 tickets for the advanced screening of Inside Out 2 for you next Tuesday at an undisclosed location. I almost blurted out where it is.
Thank you.
Secret location. All right, hang on 1 second. Yeah, nicely done. Oh, wait. I never did get to ask you, though, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? Be specific.
My niece and nephew had their very first dance recital for hip-hop and tap at the Smith Center, so I got to go see them dance. It was the most adorable thing ever.
The Smith Center in Reynolds Hall, or which room were you in?
Yes, in Reynolds Hall.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Beautiful.
That's a real honest-to-goodness stage. You know what I mean?
Yes, it was a great production. It was amazing seeing them up there.
Oh, good for you. I don't think we can be there. Well, except for, you know, being able to have my own coffee at breakfast yesterday. That was
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Woo. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Oops, if you turn these on. Relationship rehab. So Zane, all I told him was that, and in my, for me, your girlfriend was trying to do something cool, but I think she, I'm with you. I think she blew it, dude. So tell, everybody else doesn't know the story, so get them all caught up.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey. So I was really proud of my girlfriend in the last 4 months. She invited my hardcore East Coast Italian parents over for dinner for the first time Friday night. And this was her first time meeting them.
Right.
You know what comes along with that. You know, it's over stressing about everything, making sure everything's perfect. And, you know, it was perfect. It was. She went all out. And we had antipasto and other appetizers. And
nice.
A beautiful salad, a chicken palm.
Delicious.
Fresh mutts. Tiramisu for dessert. It was good, man. It was good. It was really good eat.
You're speaking Michaela's language right now. She's like, so far so good, right?
So far so great.
The food was spectacular. Now, the only problem, she didn't cook any of it. You know, I the minute I walked in, she didn't cook any of nothing. All of it was amazing.
Wait. What a pin in this.
Adrian, our producer, just, his body language just totally changed. Like, what?
No, you know, if the food's fake, as you know, fake too, I got to ask you kind of questions nowadays.
Right.
So you're Italian. So your girl wanted to impress your Italian parents, and she made a full meal. She provided a whole meal.
Provided. Who made the food, Zane? Tell them that.
Her friend at the chef made the food. And I get it.
Her friend made the food.
But my mom and dad thought she made the food. Right. And that's a big thing. You know, it turns out earlier she hired her best friend who's a chef, and he made all the food. And yep. It was a 5-course masterpiece, but my girlfriend played it off as if she made it. I mean, she didn't come out and say, I made the food. But when people are saying the food is good and you're saying thank you, then it sounds like you made the food. But she didn't make the food. She didn't tell me she didn't make the food. I kind of just figured it out. And then,
yeah, you knew. You knew. Because you're like, where's this been? Now.
I appreciate the food, the effort she put into, I guess, getting the food made.
Yeah, but we all know how this goes. If we're picking up what you're putting down about your mom specifically.
Yeah.
You know? And then you said something that was really interesting to me in the email that I really loved. And I'll quote, I truly feel that this is a giant violation of trust.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, if you say thank you when someone says the food's good, you're saying you made the food, but you didn't make the food. So it's a huge violation of trust. And then what happens if my mother invites you over for a family event for a holiday and says, yeah, make that answer, and you know, make the
yeah.
chicken or make
do that again.
You made, make, you know, my mother's gonna look at her like she's a dummy. You told you made this food before, and now you can't make the food.
To take this another step further, is this a breakupable offense? Because where are you gonna go with this now? Where are you gonna go with this?
And I said it. And I don't know if you guys were listening on this part, but the food's fake. What else is fake? Your nose fake?
Yep.
Your eyes fake? I have to ask some questions now because I don't know one thing.
Oh, Michaela's shaking her head.
I don't agree.
Really?
Well, Well, you might have swung something like this before, so that's probably why you're going to see.
First of all, don't act like you know me, and don't act like you know my life.
Okay? Well, what if you, you know, you might have done this before. So.
Well, you know what? I did.
I was going to say.
You see? Can you make much?
I sympathize with her because okay. I've been there.
Zane, you're the man. We'll go figure this out. But I hear you. I on this side, only because this is so deep now. The lie is so deep.
Does it feel that deep?
Oh, my God,
it
yes.
feels like that big of a betrayal.
It is that deep. You're right, Zane.
Why?
Listen, we're Italian. We don't bring a woman that can't cook. I'm Italian. What do you want me to do here?
I'm Italian. I can't cook. You know what? Maybe I'm just taking it personally. Maybe this is a me thing. I need to have a conversation.
Well, you know.
Yeah, but does everybody know you can't cook? This is the difference. She's trying
you
to.
See?
She was trying to do a good thing. God bless her. No, she was trying to do a good thing. But from what I see, I figured you, God, Michaela, I figured you, if anybody, would understand it. What a violation this is.
I think it's the thought that counts. She was really trying to impress his parents. She loves you. She wants to make you feel good. Maybe it wasn't the best thing to do, but to break up because of it.
All right, Zane. We'll figure this out. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you coming on. I know you got to work. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Oh, man.
First of all, I love Zane. Second of all, okay, have I watched too much Sopranos? Have I watched Goodfellas too many times? Do I have, for the many friends that I've had, East Coast Italians, one my original co-host on this show, anybody from way back, remember Danger Boy?
Oh, yeah.
He would have destroyed this.
Yeah.
We should call him. I just don't see how this is okay.
I understand your point of view, but it's the thought that counts. She wanted to impress his parents.
Understood, but now how do you come back from this? Like he said, his mom's going to go, great, that chicken, can you make that chicken parm again? No, I can't. Why? Oh, because I didn't make it the first time. That's not going to fly. Right? She dug herself into it.
She couldn't learn? Is there still time?
You got to make the same chicken parm. This is different than it was last time. I'm just saying. Yeah, could she? Maybe that might be the only way out of it. But you've got to go back to your friend and go, okay, you did a little too good. Because it's not going to be a one-time thing. All right, listen.
Okay.
702-364-9898. I know Adrian's got more to say about this. I really don't. A little bit. But also, this is, man, and you're willing to lie? She didn't even bring him in on it. She didn't even tell Zane.
That's a point. Okay, that's a point.
Invited him over for dinner. And I don't even care if she panicked on the morning of. But at some point, fake food.
I don't agree.
It's so... Okay, well, that's fair. 702-364-9898.
Good morning. The Jet Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, look, Here's why I said they should break up. Zane's girlfriend... He's like, yeah, good for you. She goes, sure, hardcore East Coast Italian parents coming into town, right? This past weekend. Friday night. She goes, yeah, sure, I'll make dinner. He's like, all right, let's see. Okay, cool. They've been together 4 months, right?
Right.
Now it's time to, they're meeting the parents because the parents are in town.
It's a big moment.
Yeah, it's a big moment. So she, of course, went nuts about everything being perfect. And it was. 5-course meal. Tiramisu. She didn't cook any. Had her chef friend come over and bang this out. Didn't take credit, but didn't not take credit either. You know what I'm saying? So the whole thing's a bit of a lie. Food, now, again, am I overstating this? Isn't food important in your Michaela's Italian.
Yeah.
Full blood, right?
Yeah, I'm Italian and Russian. but raised with my Italian side. It's a love language. For sure. It's how you express your love, anger, any emotion.
Except for the tattoo. But that's different. Different.
The tattoo says
I'll never not take an opportunity to make fun of the tattoo that she flipped. She took a Mexican flag in, and they put that on her instead of the Italian flag. And what are you going to do?
16-year-old mistake. Worst tattoo ever.
It's adorable. You can't see what they're doing back there.
That's not my fault.
Yeah. What are you going to do? They didn't know the difference. Whatever. So, okay, you're right. So food's a love language.
Yes.
Now, not only... Okay, well, I got more, but I want to hear what... But Nicole, you say we're all messing this up.
Yeah, well, first of all, like, he didn't know that she couldn't cook beforehand. You know, you've been with her 4 months, you're going to have her meet your family, and why would she go through such lengths to please your family? And if she can cook, it's not going to be a big deal at a family event. It just won't be as good. I mean, there has to be a reason why she felt that she had to go through such lengths to please her parent or please his parents, you know?
Because it's a thing. I get it. I'm not even...
I do it. But I mean, as long as the parents ask, hey, did you make this? And she said, yeah. Okay, that's different, but...
Yeah, so nobody
if she
did.
She says, thank you. Okay, she got the food. She went, you know?
Great. Oh.
She got the food. You should say thank you.
I'm not saying the line's not blurred. I'm not saying this is cut and dried here.
There's more to this story, but.
I
would appreciate that she went through such lengths to make his parents happy.
Okay.
And well, I think he's being too picky.
No, Nicole, well, spot
on. Something else going on.
This is why I love this for a relationship rehab, because there is more than one side to it, I'm sure. I just don't happen to agree with that. I think this is ugly. Danica, tell us why Zane should not break up with her right now.
You're trying to tell me. He's saying he didn't know that she couldn't cook. Like, where was he during all of this pre-dinner prep?
Go ahead.
He just showed up to eat too. Throw the whole man away.
Oh, she should throw.
I love it.
She should break up with him.
Danica, star.
I didn't see that coming, Danica. I got to be honest. I do love a good flim flam double cross. I do love.
He just showed up to eat.
That's what I loved about Game of Thrones. Right about the time you thought it was going one way, turned around and went, then all of a sudden, red wedding. It was like, okay. Yeah. All right. She should break up with him.
Yes. I'm over here making dinner for your entire family, and you're where exactly?
Well, she didn't exactly make the dinner. That's the problem.
She was in the kitchen.
Her friend made the
dinner.
Her chef friend made the dinner.
He would have known that. My whole deal is him saying, like, I was bamboozled. Where were you?
At work. I don't know.
What?
I'm just
no,
saying.
Not for a family dinner. Mm-mm.
Okay.
There was no amount of, like, let me help you set up. Here's some pro tips about things to talk to my parents about, what to say, what not to say. Nah, he just showed up to eat and then it happened to surprise.
I can't
not
argue any of this.
Love, Danica.
No, well done. No, nicely done. I still don't agree, but nicely done. No, for real. I didn't see that coming. That's really good. Okay, now that you know what you know.
Here's why I'm defending her, okay? As an Italian girl, I've done it. I've done this.
Hang on, I'm gonna let Bridget listen to this. Bridget, pay attention. Michaela's gonna tell us how it is.
I wanted to impress a guy I was dating in my early 20s, and I went to a breakfast buffet early in the morning, and I put it all in a to-go container, and I went back to his house, and I buttered up some pots and pans, and I laid it out for him because he was Italian, and I wanted him to think that I was a good Italian girl, and I made this beautiful breakfast, and honestly, looking in retrospect, it was such a big fat lie, but he played along. I feel like he also knew it was like, because duh, but he was like, this is delicious.
He had also been to Sunset Station the week before.
But my heart was that I wanted to impress him.
Where'd you get it from?
I got a shin.
Okay.
That was embarrassing, but I just wanted to impress him. That was it. I feel for the girl.
I want to once again make it very clear. The food that she brought was fantastic.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Albertsons.
Yes, Albertsons.
Please keep advertising with us. Don't. Yeah. So, Bridget, now this all being said, you do believe that Zane, you do believe that Zane should pull the plug and pull it now.
Actually, the more I listen, the more I think my position is a middle ground. I think there is a way forward, but it involves cooking lessons as a couple's activity.
Ooh.
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 So that way they're both learning what goes on in that big, fat Italian kitchen. And someday this will just be a cute little story that somebody gets to tell at the wedding reception about how she wanted to impress them so much, blah, 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 and we came out stronger, yada, yada, yada.
Bridget, I love this. You have brought me over to the dark side. You're totally right. And Zane is the one that can save this. Because if everything else is great, then Zane, look, man, and at best, though, this is a crime of passion. You know what I mean? It's a crime. She was trying to do good.
Yeah.
And
it's a crime, but I understand why she did it.
Yep. And if Zane goes, look, Ma, because that's what he's going to say, right? Ma.
Ooh, Chet.
Right?
Yeah.
Ma, I got to tell you something about this girl. She wanted so badly for you to be impressed. But guess what? And we're going to learn. You know what I mean? I don't know how it all works with the culture and everything. I don't think he can tell his mom that he's going to take cooking lessons with her. But let that just be what it is.
That's fair. That's a good point, Chet.
Right, wrong, or indifferent. Yeah. Everybody gets to scream at my, why can't a guy take cooking lessons?
No, I tell you, mothers and their sons.
Because he can just shush. You know?
Hey, how about that scene in Goodfellas where it's like, come on, let me show you how to make a nice Sunday gravy. First you take all of your meat. Because all the guys are doing the cooking, remember?
We were totally settling in for you to do the full scene impressions and all. Hey, can we get Bridget some Chet Buchanan Show shirt?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, not bad. No, that's good. But that's the way through. Zane can go back, tell his mom, hey, just so you know.
Right.
If you want that, we're going to have to go to her friend's restaurant. But otherwise, yeah, we'll do the best we can. Okay, gotcha.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Thank you, friends. We're listening around the world on the Odyssey app, although I think they have a geofenced only to the U.S. of A. Because I get complaints all the time from Canadians. They're like, what? Yeah. I can't. And then, honest to God, somebody tried to listen in France because they were on vacation and they just thought it'd be fun. And they found out it was geofenced. But thank you to all of you listening across this great nation of ours, listening on the Odyssey app. And I don't know why we can't go further, but
yeah,
you know,
in France,
it's above my pay grade. What is not above my pay grade is another exciting edition of Fill in the Blank. Big retailers have been dropping prices, as you well know, Michaela, just to try and bring in more customers because the inflation and all that.
Mm-hmm. And online shopping has gone haywire. I know.
Perhaps they should try this instead because it's obviously working. But a grocery store in
Wisconsin,
Russia. Got some might say similar, but got some very bad press this month after how many customers?
7.
18 customers ended up in the
hospital
from
salmonella.
Food poisoning. Yes.
Yes.
Wow, look at you. You're on fire.
I know. I'm focusing.
Fire. Yeah, 18 customers ended up in the hospital with food poisoning linked to the products in the store. So to keep people coming in, the owner announced that if anybody else got
food poisoning,
that he would pay them
$100.
₹1 million.
What's rubles? How much does that equal?
About $11,000. Thank you for asking.
Okay, that's pretty good.
It was like you flipped fill in the blank back on me. Then I had to fill in the blank. $11,000. The strategy worked. And people came back in droves, but for a weird reason.
they were 11,000.
Well, not the 11,000. Well, yes. And how do you get the 11,000?
Poisoning.
Yeah. Yeah. One report said customers were seen blanking the blanks.
Oh, God. They were eating the raw chicken.
Licking the eggs.
Not the eggs.
Get out of here, you egg lickers. I literally did the whole bit just so I could say, get out of here, you egg lickers. And I'm not kidding you. So because of this ridiculousness, the owner has blanked the whole thing.
Just shut it down.
Just canceled it. Yep. He says that he will pay the original 18 people, but only if they can prove that his
chicken
products are to blame. That's right. Although, wouldn't you go in and do anything you could for $11,000? Sure, yeah. Why not?
Yeah, you would.
Why not? Although, if you've had food poisoning, you're like, no, ask my wife. She almost died. That's another story for another time. Yeah, she almost died from food poisoning.
And she didn't get the $11,000 for it.
In fact, right now, she's normally listening, speaking of the Odyssey app, she's ordinarily listening on the Odyssey app right now. And I guarantee you she went to another room. So with that in mind, it's fill in the blank, everybody. Have a great day. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela, I've been saving this since last Thursday for just the right moment. Remember when we were talking about how you lied to the big Hollywood director when you, what was the show?
The Unit. CBS.
When you lied about your abilities to play the guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're not the only one. And I have often said this, that the line between, I am a great believer that there are a lot of people who are ridiculously talented, and the line between stardom and doing a second-rate morning radio show in Las Vegas is very thin. No. The line. No, that wasn't a show. Well, that was a shot potentially at all of us. But listen, so Sofia Vergara, and I've often said, like, literally, Sofia, you've been around since the 80s. At one point, she dated Tom Cruise. I don't know if anybody remembers that. Oh, yeah. Back in the day, she dated Tom Cruise. That's how she first ended up on my radar. And I went, it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I saw Sofia Vergara and I went, oh, I understand why that's happening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But now some 20, 30 years later, it's like, what's up with the accent still? You know, you can't get rid
of it. Does it kind of get on your nerves?
It depends. Ask me tomorrow and I'll give you a different answer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Today it doesn't. Tomorrow it might. So she said, when I moved to LA, I was like, I can't believe Penelope Cruz or Selma Hayek don't change their accent. They'd have so many more opportunities. She goes, but it was almost playing myself in a way. There's a reason why I'm telling you this story. And again, it has to do with you lying to the director about being able to play the guitar.
Okay.
I can't believe Penelope Cruz and Selma Hayek don't change their accent, but I was almost playing myself in a way. I never went to an acting class in my life. And when I decide to do something different, it's hard because this accent is beautiful, but it's like, I can't be a scientist. I can't be an astronaut. So I just got to be me, right? So she went to a dialect coach, tried to get rid of it, spent a lot of money, couldn't do it, right?
Uh-huh.
Now here's the, are you ready? Hold on ready. To something. Okay. Sophia says she also lied to agents telling them that she could sing and dance.
Sophia.
But when you're, you know, but when you're that hot, they don't care. They just don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, sure. Can you sing? Yeah. I didn't say it was good.
Exactly.
But can I sing? Yes. Can I dance? I didn't tell you it was any good. Can I play the guitar? Yes, I can play the chord of C. That's what I can play.
That's not a lie.
You and Sofia Vergara switched at birth. That's all it is, dude.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, we've made rather short work out of this Monday, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, let's get to it. The more you know before we go. In 1962, an advertising executive named Martin Spector introduced a new punctuation mark. He was going to change the world. It was called the Interrobang.
The what?
Interrobang. It's a question mark with an exclamation mark. It never caught on. It was depicted as one combined character, but it's similar to when, and I use this a lot, like a question mark and then a exclamation point after it. You know right. what I mean? And it's similar to somebody doing that for, like, if you're doing a rhetorical question like, are you out of your mind? Or you call that a shirt? Yeah, that. It never caught on. Do you know what the largest living thing in the world is, Michaela?
No.
There is a mushroom in the forest in Oregon that is 2.4 miles long.
A mushroom?
Largest living thing in the world.
Wait, that's so crazy. 2.4 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. And just a little final thing. More high low coming up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Disney World in Florida is actually legally authorized to build and operate their own nuclear power plant. If they wanted to take it all in house, you know what I'm saying? The odds that they actually do it are pretty low, but they could if they wanted to. Just and really, from what we know, you know, really, the mouse can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
truly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's the more you know before we go. All right, let's get out of here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. Do I have anything going today? No. In fact, I'll be diligently preparing for tomorrow's show. Adrian, what are you working?
Nothing too crazy, but a suggestion. Follow me at Heavyweight Radio on TikTok, on Instagram. Yeah, that's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH, and I'll see you tonight, 8 p.m. at Fountain Blue with my band.
It's really funny. Are you at Michaela Gordon, or is it just at Michaela?
At Michaela Gordon.
It just struck me that I didn't really know. Okay, good.
I'd love to be a one-named celebrity, but unfortunately, it wasn't in my cards.
Why? Who else is there that's MIKALAH? That should have been your hit single. That should have been your hit single. MIKALAH. Yeah. Diet Coke. Sorry, that's a callback to a John Mulaney joke that we really love.
We love that joke. Yeah,
Google it. Google John Mulaney Mick Jagger. And then some of you are laughing right now. Most of you have probably already changed the station. So we're going to go. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
And don't forget, be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, we've made rather short work out of this Monday, haven't we?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, let's get to it. The more you know before we go. In 1962, an advertising executive named Martin Spector introduced a new punctuation mark. He was going to change the world. It was called the Interrobang.
The what?
Interrobang. It's a question mark with an exclamation mark. It never caught on. It was depicted as one combined character, but it's similar to when, and I use this a lot, like a question mark and then a exclamation point after it. You know right. what I mean? And it's similar to somebody doing that for, like, if you're doing a rhetorical question like, are you out of your mind? Or you call that a shirt? It never caught on. Do you know what the largest living thing in the world is, Michaela?
No.
There is a mushroom in the forest in Oregon that is 2.4 miles long.
A mushroom?
Largest living thing in the world.
Dun, wait, that's dun, so dun. Great. 2.4 miles.
Yeah. Yeah. And just a little one final thing. More high-low coming up tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Disney World in Florida is actually legally authorized to build and operate their own nuclear power plant. If they wanted to take it all in house, you know what I'm saying? The odds that they actually do it are pretty low, but they could if they wanted to. Just and really, from what we know, you know, really the mouse can do whatever he wants.
Yeah,
truly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's the more you know before we go. All right, let's get out of here. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. Do I have anything going today? No. In fact, I'll be diligently preparing for tomorrow's show. Adrian, what are you working?
Nothing too crazy, but a suggestion. Just follow me at Heavyweight Radio on TikTok, on Instagram. Yeah, that's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight, 8 p.m. at Fountain Blue with my band.
It's really funny. Are you at Michaela Gordon, or is it just at Michaela?
At Michaela Gordon.
It just struck me that I didn't really know. Okay, good.
I'd love to be a one-named celebrity, but unfortunately, it wasn't in my cards.
Why? Who else is there that's M-I-K-A-L-A-H? That should have been your hit single. That should have been your hit single. M-I-K-A-L-A-H. Yeah. Diet Coke. Sorry, that's a callback to a John Mulaney joke that we really love.
We love that joke. Yeah,
Google it. Google John Mulaney Mick Jagger. And then some of you are laughing right now. Most of you have probably already changed the station. So we're going to go. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
And don't forget, be easy.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.